What do you call that kind of support that you put a piece of wood in for sawing?
Rack to saw wood in.
Okay. And what do you call the thing next to that?
It's a baby carriage over here.
Okay. Now, if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say you were going to what the baby?
Push it.
Okay. Now, let's see. I guess that's all I need to do with that one. What do you call it if a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going straight across? I mean, instead of going all the way around a field, you might go...
Well, I call it cutting across near a way.
Okay. Would you ever call that going catty-cornered or going kitty-cornered across a field or going anti-goblin?
Well, you could. It's only how they go. They go kindly across the corner, you could call it cutting canny corner.
Okay. Now, let's see, there are a couple of things I want to pick up back here. If somebody said, who are you? You would say, I what, Mrs. I.
I'd say I'm Miss Charlie.
Okay. What do you call an old house that evil spirits might live in, or that spirits might live in?
Well, we have called them haunted painted houses.
Painted? Okay.
Yeah, painted.
Are there any of those near here?
I don't know of none. Uh-huh.
Well, did you ever know of any when you were a child?
No, not close to me. I've heard of them. There's one up yonder between here and Atlanta, Powder Spring, they said was haunted, but I never did go to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did people say about it?
They said it's haunted and nobody couldn't live in it. They say when the house is haunted, you can't live in it.
Uh-huh. Well, do you know why? I mean, do you know what?
Well, it's different things. Some of them is different things. I've heard of sometime what caused the house to be haunted is folks died and left money buried or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
A person might be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he might be afraid he'd see.
See a haunt.
Okay. Have you ever seen one?
No.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Black cat.
Mm-hmm. Well, just what are some other things that bring bad luck? Or that people say bring bad luck?
Yeah. I never did hear of them. There's no, I'm only a black cat. I've heard of folks that started in one, a black cat crossed the road, they'd turn around and go back. That's the only thing I've ever heard about crossing or getting in front of, you know, and cause bad luck.
Uh-huh. Well, do you think there's any truth to that?
Any what?
Any truth to that?
Well, I just don't know. Or if it's not, I'd be afraid to
Well, what do you call a person who brings bad luck?
Bad luck.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a term for a person who brings bad luck?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Well, Ms., what I'd like for you to do now, if you will please, is just talk a little bit. Will you tell me about what this area was like when you were a child, what people did for a living, and what kind of family you had, how many brothers and sisters you had, and this kind of thing?
Well, there were 16 of us, brothers and sisters. And I'm the oldest of them.
Well, do they still live around here?
Well, part of them does. All of them lives around in Polk County, all but one sister. I've got a sister in Portland, Oregon.
For goodness sake, well, she went a long way.
Yeah, she did.
Well, how did she happen to go to Oregon?
Well, her children went out there. Her husband died, and